In the quiet village of New Ware, a charming young man slips out the back door of the Waystone Inn at dawn. To villagers, he's simply Bast, the innkeeper's assistant. But beneath this ordinary facade lies something extraordinary, a fey creature with a sweet, sly, and wild face living secretly among mortals. As he bathes in the morning stream, there's a primal joy in his movements that betrays his otherworldly nature. Yet moments later, he's carefully analyzing a child's crude message with deep concern. What makes Bast so fascinating is this perfect duality: ancient, yet youthful, wise, yet impulsive, kind, yet mischievous. He moves effortlessly between serving drinks at the inn and maintaining an elaborate system of magical assistance centered around a lightning-struck tree outside the village. The villagers, especially the children, sense his otherness without fully understanding it. They're drawn to him precisely because he exists in this in-between space. Not quite human, but accessible in ways that make him the perfect confidant for their troubles. Have you ever noticed how children seem to recognize something special in certain people that adults completely miss? This intuitive recognition of the extraordinary hiding within the ordinary lies at the heart of Bast's existence in New Ware, a magical being hiding in plain sight, recognized only by those who haven't yet learned to dismiss the possibility of magic. The lightning-struck hawthorn outside New Ware functions as both meeting place and sacred space where ancient exchange practices continue. This tree, marked by lightning, yet alive, symbolizes magic hiding in plain sight for the observant. When children seek Bast's help, he never offers assistance freely. There is always a price, always a task, something given for something received. This economy of favors demonstrates fey morality's emphasis on balance and reciprocity. When 10-year-old Wilk asks for a riddle that will stump Tessa, Bast challenges, "Show me something that's never been seen before and will never be seen again." Bast's assignments, catching naturally falling water mid-air or collecting perfect acorns, teach children to observe their world closely, provide materials for his magic, and reinforce that nothing valuable comes without effort. The lightning tree becomes a classroom where children learn about value, effort, and the subtle magic of reciprocity. Unlike adults who dismiss children's concerns, Bast treats their troubles with genuine seriousness. He listens attentively, offers solutions, for a price, and never talks down to them, creating trust where children share their deepest secrets. The children bring varied concerns. Little Pim simply enjoys Bast's company and honeycomb. Wilk seeks riddles to outsmart peers. Rike desperately needs help protecting his mother from his father's violence. Bast adapts his approach while maintaining his nature, playful with 5-year-old Pim, challenging with 10-year-old Wilk, and surprisingly compassionate with Rike, though still operating within his system of exchange. This relationship reveals something profound about fey nature. Despite his ancient origins, Bast connects with children because they share a perspective on the world. Both exist somewhat outside rigid social structures, seeing magic where others see coincidence, a connection humans lose as they age. A little sweetness is all any of us have sometimes. It's always worth it, even if it takes some work. When Bast tells Nettie Williams this about her beehives, his voice sweet as honey, he reveals his philosophy of exchange, value measured by effort and intention, not quantity. The lightning tree system embodies a magic older than spells, the magic of obligation and reciprocity. This economy of favors establishes connections, teaches lessons, and maintains balance between giving and receiving, unlike simple monetary transactions. With Reich's charm request, Bast involves the boy in gathering materials and contributing blood, giving him agency while creating stronger magical connections through personal involvement. Bast's assigned tasks contain hidden wisdom. Asking Wilk to catch naturally falling water teaches creative thinking, while requesting perfect acorns develops observation, patience, and appreciation for natural beauty, qualities connecting humans more deeply to the world. In our era of impersonal transactions and instant gratification, this ancient alternative values relationship over convenience, process over product, and balance over profit. Despite his playful, sometimes mischievous nature, Bast operates according to a sophisticated moral code distinct from human ethics. While not following conventional notions of right and wrong, his actions reveal consistent principles. Bast values balance and reciprocity, never giving without receiving, not from greed, but from belief that unbalanced exchanges create disorder. When helping Rike create a protective charm, he insists on payment because the exchange itself makes the magic work properly. He respects autonomy, providing tools and guidance that enable children to address their own difficulties rather than solving problems directly. With Rike's fear of violence, Bast involves the boy in creating the solution, ensuring Rike maintains ownership of both problem and resolution. Bast has a complex relationship with truth, using beneficial deceptions when purposeful, while deflecting with obvious lies when questioned directly. Most surprisingly, he shows genuine compassion toward the vulnerable, as when he gently reassures Rike, "You're a good boy. Do you know that?" Bast serves as Nuer's concealed protector, intervening in threatening situations while hiding his involvement. His actions reveal both his power and complex relationship with humanity. The most telling example involves Jessam Williams, Rike's abusive father. When Bast returns to the Lightning Tree one afternoon, he's limping slightly, with dirt in his hair, with cuts on his knuckles. Later, villagers discuss Jessam falling off Little Cliff while drunk and subsequently joining the army. Bast clearly orchestrated this accident to protect Rike and his mother. Bast works within existing social structures, creating plausible situations rather than using obvious magic. Jessam's fall appears as a natural consequence of drunkenness, and his army enlistment seems motivated by fear of Crazy Martin's revenge. His guardianship extends to smaller acts, helping with beehives, teaching children observation skills, and flirtations that benefit the community. Despite his fey nature, Bast has invested himself in protecting the vulnerable, maintaining traditions, and adding magic to ordinary lives. The Lightning Tree's most profound theme is how magic exists within everyday life, not as spectacular displays, but as subtle currents beneath ordinary existence. The extraordinary hides within the mundane, visible only to those who know how to look. While villagers see merely an old hawthorn, for Bast and the children, the Lightning Tree is a place of power and possibility. Similarly, adults see only a charming innkeeper in Bast, missing his true nature as a fey being with ancient knowledge. His rituals require only ordinary materials, a holed stone, wax, blood drops, without elaborate incantations. The magic resides in understanding how to use common objects and recognize patterns most overlook. This portrayal suggests the extraordinary exists within everyday life, not separate from it. Magic isn't found by escaping reality, but by looking more deeply into it, seeing possibilities most have forgotten how to perceive.